You're listening to SBS News.
If you are a victim of a hate crime, please step forward. You can stop by any local precinct or call 911. We are here to help 24/7.
But what if you can't speak English? How do you ask for help then? Well, this is a barrier the New York Police Department is planning to tear down with a change in the system to aid in reporting hate crimes. Now anyone calling 911 can get the help they need. NYPD Deputy Inspector Jess Corey says all callers have to do is say the English word for their native language.
So if they call 911, what we want them to do is say Cantonese, Mandarin, Fukienese, Korean, or any other language that's the language that they speak. And then we want them to know that they need to hold on the line just momentarily while they get connected to an operator that speaks their language so we can send them help right away.
And operators will be able to help in more than 200 languages. New York police officers will also be handing out flyers in multiple languages to inform the city's Asian communities on how to stay safe. Crossing language barriers is a feature in the department's two-pronged plan to fight bias crimes more aggressively.
The NYPD does not tolerate hate in this city. If you are out there and you commit a hate crime, we are coming for you.
Just days after a spate of assaults on Asian Americans in New York City last weekend, the NYPD is ramping up their undercover force with officers dressed in plain clothes. Chief of Department Rodney Harrison.
These officers are undercovers. You're not going to know that they're police officers. And we're going to see if somebody is going to look to harm somebody through hate, an Asian New Yorker. Having these undercovers out there will help us possibly identify somebody that's committing these crimes and make an apprehension right away.
Starting this weekend, the officers, all of whom are of Asian descent, will patrol subways, grocery stores, and areas with significant Asian populations. Commissioner DeMott Shea says the new initiatives reflect the NYPD's tireless drive to prevent and disrupt attacks.
If you are going to commit a hate crime in New York City, rest assured, we are going to leave no stone unturned. We will find you, we will build a strong prosecutable case, and we will do everything possible to make sure that you are held accountable.
Just this year, the NYPD have tallied 26 anti-Asian incidents, including 12 assaults. 7 of those incidents led to arrest. But NYPD Commissioner Shea says he suspects there are more incidents that police don't know about.
I do believe it's happening much more than it's being reported. And not just this year, not just last year, historically, and not just with Asian crime. And you could say that about many categories.
But the anti-Asian sentiment is something the Stop AAPI hate group says has been inflamed since March last year. That was when former President Donald Trump began referring to COVID-19 as the China virus, the China plague, and even the Kung flu. Between 2019 and 2020, hate crimes against Asian Americans rose by 149% across 16 major U.S. cities, according to the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism. However, during that same period, overall hate crimes dropped by 7%. Reports of people being set on fire, slashed with a box cutter, and verbally harassed were just some of the incidents that were testified to the U.S. Congress in a hearing on anti-Asian violence this month. But hate crimes against Asian Americans have only been in the headlines since a shooting spree at 3 Atlanta area spas earlier this month that left 6 Asian women dead. It was a tragedy that forced people to pay attention and start taking a stand. NYPD Commissioner Shea says the message is clear.
We are not going to tolerate Asian American New Yorkers in New York City being targeted, nor would we tolerate anyone being targeted because of the color of their skin, the religion that they worship, their sexual preference, or anything else.
Nadine Silva, SBS News.